end of the football spectrum. Now staying with the FA Cup, because our first commentary tomorrow on Five Live Sport, it comes from Field Mill. Mansfield take on Middlesbrough, Mansfield of League Two, and real problems at Field Mill despite the FA Cup run. The club's up for sale. The fans have been highly critical of owner Keith Haslam, and they're second bottom of the whole pyramid structure. Chris Vesper is the chairman of Team Mansfield, the Supporters Trust, and Chris is on the line. Good evening, Chris.
Evening, Mark.
Well, it should be a time of great celebration, shouldn't it? Mansfield's on the map, FA Cup excitement, Middlesbrough in town, but does it feel a little bit bittersweet at the moment?
Very bittersweet. When I went down to see Stags play at Brighton, we put in a terrific performance. You get carried away by the excitement of winning the game, but as soon as the final whistle went, there was this bittersweet feeling of, you know, I hope we don't get a big team in the next round, and I think a lot of fans felt that way. Because we feel it will keep the present owner at the football club for even longer, and we've had him for 15 years now. And I remember speaking to you about this time last year about the problems that we're having, and they just seem to be continuing again and again and again.
Mm. So what is the way forward here, Chris? I mean, is it almost irrespective of whether you stay in the league or not?
I think the way forward is for Keith Haslam to sell this football club as soon as he possibly
Well, he's trying
can.
To, isn't he?
Say again.
He's trying to, isn't he?
Well, so we understand. He rejected a bid from a consortium just before Christmas, and Stephen Booth, the new chairman, came in to hopefully facilitate a sale.
Yeah, he's on the line. We'll talk to him in a second, Chris. He is on the line, Stephen Booth, yeah.
But I think that really the fans now have really got sick and tired of the loans, which are still, in some cases, unpaid. He took out a loan for his holding company of over £500,000 for a plot of land that was supposed to be for Academy, and that hasn't been built. He took personal loans out, most of which we understand has been paid back now. But these are interest-free. And in all, he took over £1 million of loans out of the football club. And a team in our situation, that money should be in the football club, because at the moment we haven't bought in a single player during this transfer period, and we are in a desperate position. We have, I think, only 16 players on contract. I think they're having a whip round down the pub to try and get Steve Claridge to put some boots on tomorrow. That's how bad it is.
That bad, is it?
Chris, earlier in the show, obviously, on a slightly opposite end of the spectrum, we talked about what went on at Liverpool, where you have owners who essentially borrowed a whole bunch of money to take over the club. Now, I just want to check. You as a supporters trust, are you not allowed to basically borrow money to buy out an owner?
Or is this something you've looked at? We own a minority shareholding in the football club, which is about 3.3%. The majority shareholder is Keith Haslam. We don't have a properly constituted board at the club. All we can do as a group at the moment is put pressure on Keith Haslam to run the football club with the good governance that the FA demand. And so, in effect, Team Mansfield and another group called Stags Fans for Change have become real pressure groups against Keith Haslam. And I think without both of those organisations, he wouldn't be in the position where he's almost being forced into selling the football club.
So you couldn't, but I'm saying you Stags for Change and Team Mansfield couldn't go to a bank, borrow however much it takes, and use the money to buy out Haslam.
How are you going to do that? Not against a club like Mansfield, you can't, can you? I mean, borrow it against a club like Liverpool, but you can't borrow some money against
Have you investigated that, Chris?
Team Mansfield, they've been going for about 6-7 years now, and at various points we have approached Keith Haslam for him to give us a figure for the valuation of the club, which is something that we've always been difficult to get from him. I have to be careful what I say here. But,
absolutely, yeah. You know, don't say anything, you know, libelous.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the end of the day, it's not just us who have attempted to purchase the football club. There have been many suitors come to the football club, and all have been rejected. I mean, we can go back as far as 1999, where Keith Haslam says, I will sell the club if someone comes along, you know. But he also says that he wants to ensure that the football can be taken forward. Well, at the end of the day, the football can be taken forward with the money that Keith has borrowed from the club.
Well, Chris, let's find out then if anybody is really in the market with Stephen Booth, the chief executive. And, Stephen, you are charged with handling the sale of the club. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yeah, I mean, have you got a lot of suitors out there?
There are a number.
Okay. And on the face of it, do they look promising?
Well, everyone looks promising until you ask them how much money is actually in their pocket. But yes, I believe we have a number at the moment that are potentially worthwhile suitors.
Do you have a degree of sympathy with Chris and all the Mansfield fans over this?
Well, I do to an extent, but I have a big issue here. This is the biggest day in a number of years for Mansfield. Mansfield is a town that for a number of years has been in decline. And here we are talking about what's wrong. We should be talking about what's right for Mansfield. Mansfield today and tomorrow is going to get national coverage, and in fact international coverage for the TV. And I'm a little disappointed that we're focusing on the negatives rather than the positives.
Yes, but I think the fans are interested in the future of their club, aren't they, Stephen? Whatever division they're in.
They are.
And however big tomorrow is.
But part of that has to also come back to where the club was 15 years ago. And 15 years ago, the club was on the brink of extinction. It had a non-existent or a ramshackle ground. It was going nowhere. It was heavily in debt. Today, Mansfield Town is one of the few clubs that has no debt, owns its own ground, and has cash in the bank. Now, you tell me how many other clubs have that.
Well, it sounds like it should be quite attractive to buy
a very different
site. Well, I think it should be.
Chris Paints, isn't it? Well, very different.
Can I come in
there? Yeah, one final thing, Chris. Yeah, come in.
Yeah, we hear this all the time, that people point to the shiny new stadium and, you know, the club was in debt when Keith Haslam came on board. Well, that's really not the reality. When the day after Keith Haslam took over this football club, he, in effect, started with the clean slate. As for this brand new stadium that we have, and I mentioned this to Stephen just the other day, you only have to walk into the main entrance of the football club and see exactly what a state the football stadium itself is in. It's not been looked after. There's been no money spent on it. It's been built. That's fine. And we do have a fine-looking stadium. But when you actually look at it in depth, it's not what you actually think it is. And I think Stephen's a little bit disingenuous to Mansfield Town fans when... And he has come in and he has started to do a job. And you only have to speak to members of the working staff at Mansfield to see that they now have direction, they have leadership to some degree. But at the end of the day, we've had to put up with this for 14 years. And we simply have had enough of it. And no disrespect again to Stephen, but he's one of many people who have gone before him and who have eventually left because they have been unable to work with Keith Haslam.
Okay, Chris, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Chris Vesper, chairman of the Team Mansfield, the Supporters Trust, and to Stephen Booth, the chief executive of Mansfield. It's our first commentary tomorrow. We will concentrate on matters on the pitch tomorrow. Five Live Sport on air at midday, 12:30 is the kickoff there. Northampton 2, Leighton Orient 0. And Ian Dennis, is it goalless?